A man sits across from his girlfriend at dinner, mentally calculating whether her expectations are worth the investment. She's talking about her day, sharing feelings, seeking connection. He's wondering if she's marriage material or just someone to pass time with. This disconnect between what women think men want and what men actually need has derailed countless relationships. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Men operate on a completely different frequency, driven by primal instincts most women never understand. We're not complicated creatures wrapped in mystery. We're actually startlingly simple, governed by three non-negotiable pillars that define our entire existence: who we are, what we do, and how much we earn. Until these elements align, a man cannot and will not fully commit to building a life with anyone. While women's needs shift like weather patterns, complex, unpredictable, subject to change without notice, men require just three things to feel fulfilled: support, loyalty, and regular physical intimacy. Women often joke they'd need four different men to meet all their needs: one for financial security, another for devotion and errands, a third for physical attraction, and a fourth for emotional connection and companionship. Yet even with all these needs met, satisfaction isn't guaranteed, because women reserve the right to change requirements without warning, a reality that perpetually confuses men. Support means making your man feel valued when he returns from battling the world. Simple appreciation, "thank you, baby," or "I'm proud of you," motivates us to do more. When a wife thanks her husband for watching their children and calls him a great father, it doesn't stroke his ego. It acknowledges his efforts to fulfill his manly duties. This recognition fuels his desire to be even more present and involved. Without it, his motivation withers. Loyalty is the male version of love, standing beside us regardless of circumstances, choosing us over everyone else, including friends and family. It means defending us when others criticize, keeping our confidences sacred, and believing in our dreams even when they seem impossible. When a woman demonstrates unwavering loyalty, a man feels secure enough to be vulnerable, to share his fears and doubts without judgment. Finally, men need regular physical intimacy. This isn't about shallow gratification. It's how we connect emotionally, recharge our batteries, and plug back into the relationship. Without consistent physical connection, the relationship deteriorates. These three elements, support, loyalty, and sex, are non-negotiable. When a woman provides all three consistently, her man becomes putty in her hands, willing to do anything to keep her happy. Picture a man who just lost his job. His identity evaporates overnight. He feels invisible, worthless. This isn't ego. It's survival instinct coded into male DNA. Men are hardwired as providers and protectors, needing to establish themselves before focusing emotional energy on relationships. Consider the cable technician studying engineering at night. He's not ignoring potential partners. He's building the foundation that makes him worthy in his own eyes. Until he reaches his self-defined success threshold, romance remains a distraction. Men need their identity secured, career established, and finances stable before they can be truly present. Without these three pillars, a man feels incomplete and unworthy. Once these elements click into place, everything shifts. He's ready to profess, provide, and protect, the three ways men express love. Women often believe couples can build dreams together from scratch, but asking him to commit beforehand is like asking him to build a house without tools. Women love with mythical intensity, patient, nurturing, unconditional. Expecting that same emotional expression from men guarantees heartbreak. Male love operates through three specific actions, not words. First, a man who loves you will profess it publicly. He'll give you a title: my woman, my girlfriend. This isn't ownership, it's pride and commitment. That title signals you're off limits. If months pass and he's still calling you his friend, that's precisely what you are. Second, he'll provide for you. A man in love brings home his paycheck to ensure you have what you need. He'll prioritize bills over luxuries and work tirelessly for financial security. You won't ask for necessities. He'll anticipate them because your appreciation validates his worth. Third, he'll protect you without hesitation. He'll step between you and any threat, physical, emotional, or social. These three actions, professing, providing, protecting, constitute male love. He might never articulate feelings poetically, but these actions demonstrate the deepest love he knows. Those four words, "we need to talk," trigger immediate panic in men because we're fixers, not talkers. Women process problems by discussing them extensively. Men find this baffling and jump to solutions. When those solutions aren't appreciated, we withdraw. If you want your man to simply listen, try, "nothing's really wrong, I just want to share something with somebody." This signals you need emotional connection, not problem solving. Men communicate to exchange information. Women communicate to connect emotionally. Acknowledging this transforms frustrating exchanges into meaningful connection. Every man who approaches you has a plan involving intimacy. Men are straightforward. If we like what we see, we approach. Physical attraction initiates interest. What develops depends on the standards you establish. Men assess your willingness to sleep with them and what it will cost in time, effort, and commitment. Without upfront requirements, you're essentially free game. Establish clear expectations for time, respect, and genuine attention before intimacy, and he knows you require real investment. Some men will immediately decide your standards are too high and move on. That's useful information, quickly eliminating those unwilling to meet your requirements. Think of fishing. Sport fishing means catch and release. Fishing for keeps means commitment. A sports fish has no requirements. Men recognize this instantly. A keeper never gives in easily, commanding respect through evident standards from the first conversation. When setting standards, avoid harsh demands. Rather than, "I will not tolerate a man who doesn't understand my role as a mother," say, "My kids are number one because my parents raised me to understand family importance." Wrap requirements in pleasant delivery, not ultimatums. Companies require new employees to work 90 days before receiving benefits, proving themselves through consistent effort. Apply this same principle to relationships. Don't give away your benefits to a man who hasn't proven himself worthy through sustained interest and effort. During this probationary period, evaluate him ruthlessly. Does he react supportively when you face problems? Does he step up under pressure? Most importantly, how does he react when told no to sex? If he disappears or becomes angry, he was only interested in physical gratification. If he continues pursuing you respectfully, he's genuinely interested in you as a person. This 90-day rule isn't game playing, it's protection. It provides time to evaluate his character before becoming emotionally and physically entangled. While men appreciate knowing your requirements, don't reveal everything you love receiving. Tell him what you don't like, then watch how he responds. Let him figure out how to please you. This reveals his true character and willingness to put in effort. Men respect what they work for. When you establish clear standards and stick to them, you become more valuable. The right man will rise to meet your expectations. Those who won't, weren't worth your time anyway. Your man knows you want marriage and needs you, yet the proposal never comes. Men avoid marriage for three reasons. He's already married, you're not the one, or you haven't required him to marry you. Men operate with purpose. Lengthy engagements happen because we want to lock you down without commitment. Boys shack up, men build homes. The solution? Set requirements and enforce them. Tell him what you need and establish a timeline. This isn't proposing, it's refusing to let him dictate your happiness indefinitely. Don't waste years on someone not going where you want to go. If he truly loves you, he's not leaving. Before committing, verify essentials. Confirm you're in his future vision. Assess readiness for partnership. Ensure compatible communication, finances, and family planning. Navigate children and in-laws wisely. Accept each other's friendships. You teach people how to treat you. Establish clear expectations. The right man will rise to meet them. If he doesn't, you've gained valuable information about your future. We've been taught that having standards makes us difficult, that patience means waiting forever, that supporting our man means sacrificing ourselves. But here's what actually works: clarity, boundaries, and unwavering self-respect. Men don't fall in love with women who make things easy. They fall for women who challenge them to rise. Stop waiting for him to read your mind. Stop accepting maybe someday as an answer. Stop giving wife benefits to a man offering boyfriend effort. The right man won't run from your standards. He'll sprint toward them, grateful you've shown him exactly how to love you well. Your requirements aren't obstacles to love. They're the foundation of it. When you know your worth and refuse to compromise it, you attract quality men like a beacon. Ask the hard questions early. Enforce the 90-day rule without apology. Require him to profess, provide, and protect before offering your full heart. You're not trying to trap a man. You're finding one brave enough to choose you fully, proudly, permanently. That man exists, but he'll only show up when you've cleared out the ones who aren't him.